onto face. "She's awake!" Bryn shouted this time. Suri spun. "Her eyes are open!" Bryn was running, plunging through the tall grass, soaking her skirt. Every muscle in Suri's body came alive. She sprang up like a startled deer and sprinted past Bryn, racing toward the road. In no time, she reached the tent Roan had built specifically for the Miraleaf. When Suri burst in, Arion was still on the pallet, but her eyelids fluttered. Padera was helping her sit up to drink.
"Tiny sips," the old woman barked. "I know you want to guzzle like a drunk, but trust me, it'll come right back up on you. And me. Even if you don't care, I do."
Suri stood under the flap, staring. Part of her refused to believe what she was seeing. She was afraid it was merely a dream, and worried that the moment she embraced the sight, the illusion would dissolve, and the pain would rush back with twice the force. She didn't know how many more blows she could survive.
"Come in, go out, pick one," Padera snapped.
The old woman, her lips sunken over toothless gums, squinted with her one good eye against the blinding sunlight. Suri took a step forward and let the flap fall. The lamp was